And say your first name, Joy.
Joy.
And say it one more time.
Joy.
There's an important message, so I don't want to just come up with the person that arrives energetically. There's something beyond that I'm trying to get to. One moment, please. Joy, say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
If I give you this message, I'm going to have to give it to myself, so I'm not really happy about that. But it's kind of like attend to business. And what I mean by that is attend to what's been given. So if you have felt the tap on the shoulder, like you know you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, you're supposed to finish up this, whatever it is, and then you're looking for more. So you're kind of like, okay, Spirit, what direction? Okay, Spirit, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I do it? And it's hollow, it's empty, it's like nobody home. It's because they want you to follow through with what has already been ordered. They want to explain this to you. It has a lot to do with the message that Jennifer received. Because to give you practical steps, to give you your next step, when the prior ones have not been finished, will not bring forth the prize, because the prior completions will increase your vibration, will shift you vibrationally. And so it's that new vibration that then is ready to go with the next steps. Some of it has to do with, oh, I'm going to say maybe a little bit like how you feel about yourself or something. If like you're, I don't know what it is, to be honest, but if you're procrastinating, if you know, like, I really need to do that. Yeah, I know, I'll get to it. That kind of stuff. It's nothing earth shattering, but it's going to seal your fate vibrationally. And so then as that vibration is in good working order, that's when suddenly you'll be dropped like the new orders or the new steps or whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, and your question?
So I guess my question, what I've been having like a lot of heart palpitations and anxiety. So I'm wondering, is that anxiety because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, or is that other people's energy within me that I need to clear?
I'm not a health practitioner. I cannot diagnose or treat. One moment, please. It's yours.
Okay.
I'm sorry to tell you.
That's okay.
It's yours, but here's what you know, it's so interesting because now your whole message is making more sense to me. When you follow through, it's going to increase your confidence in self. It can be as silly as recycle bins. Like, I have no idea what it is that needs following through, but it's going to affect how you feel about yourself, and that's going to lessen your anxiety. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it also makes sense. Thank
Perfect.
You.
You're so welcome. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey,
so good to see you.
Good to see you,
too. How can we help you?
A spirit guides, please.
Okay. One moment, please. Your eyes are just so beautiful. For some reason, she's looking down when I'm saying this, but your eyes, honestly, are just so beautiful. There's energy being emitted from your eyes. You've got healing coming from your eyes. Like, they're not just, oh yeah, you're an attractive woman, which you are, but there's healing energy coming from your eyes. And say your first name, please.
Eva.
Forgive my pronunciation. Gnostic, is that how you say it? G-N-O-S, Gnostics.
Yeah.
You've got a member of the, one moment, and say your name again, please.
Eva.
And say it one more time, please?
Eva.
Thank you. You've got a member of, I don't know what their position was, but you were also part of that faction or that grouping. So they provide you with extra help, extra awareness as needed. They kind of circulate you periodically and spoon feed you, so funny, kind of reminds me of Mother Mary's story before, kind of spoon feed you higher thoughts, higher directions, higher awarenesses. And say your name one more time, please.
Eva.
Thank you. Now, as you have a little bit further to go, but as you continue to advance spiritually, they are going to have more of a direct and permanent contact. For now, it's sort of like an in and out thing, you know, when it's needed, when it's helpful. But they have always been in the background. I'm not sure your relationship with them in that lifetime, but it's a very close one. Very close. And say your name again, please.
Eva.
Close is all I know. So it's either like a family relationship or a marital relationship, but it's something like very, very close. It's not just like, oh, I knew her, she was in my graduating class. So very, very close. Now, the reason that is significant is because the messages are very easy for you to assimilate. They're very easy for you to respond to. At a drop of a hat, when you require further direction, just like in that Mother Mary message, they just kind of slip in, and you just discover like a higher part of yourself. It's literally your guide kind of like coming in and blessing you, giving you information. You're going to find that, I don't know how far in the future this is, but maybe within a couple of years. But time is shifting so fast, so who knows? I mean, it could be a couple months. There are no guarantees. It really depends on your interest, to be honest. I feel like more than anything, you're going to open up spiritually in vast measures. And then I feel like they're going to have like an everyday usage performance. So in other words, you're going to be relying on their like a fluid communication. It's good. It's like, it feels like 1 to 2 years. It's weird. It feels like 1 to 2 years. And then it also feels like, I don't know if it's with the astrological shifts or whatever, that there are different periods where you have, it's almost like chutes and ladders. There are different periods where you have the ability to kind of like do things out of the ordinary, where like almost just take a grand leap. Like it's sort of like, oh, I think I'll just skip this linear part and I'll just move to the higher. So just know that you kind of work with your higher self to sort of check yourself in terms of, you know, what you want to learn, what you want to accomplish, and how much you're willing to expand. And the reason is, expansion sounds like a lot of fun, but it can also be daunting because there's a requirement. There's a requirement to hold that higher vibration. If you take on a lot of power, that power tests you. What I mean by that is you manifest faster. So if you haven't caught up spiritually, it can get a little confusing. So it requires a little bit of a trust of self, a little bit of commitment to self. I feel like they're preparing you. and there's no pressure. There's no, you have to. It's really your free will, your delight. That's what they want me to emphasize. They're like, don't scare her or anything. It's really your delight. your delight, what you choose. But you do get there. They're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. So you do get there. Slow and steady, you do get there. Anyway, beautiful guide, loves you tremendously. Like that mature love, like honestly honors you, honors who you are, what you're made of, your dedication, your commitment, like a soul brother or sister. It's like strong, really strong. All right, so there is that energy. Let me see what else I can tell you. Say your name again, please.
Eva.
And say it one more time.
Eva.
There is a Dutch lady, Dutch Holland, something like that, lady. She supports you. What does she do? Eva, say your name again, please.
Eva.
She's there to help you learn your lessons faster so you don't have to repeat. She's a little
brown.
Thank you. She's a little round and in like a really beautiful way. It's sort of like she's happy. She's happy. She's happy being who she is, feeding her family, eating along the way. It's good. It looks like the wish cup, you know, where it's just like that. It all just feels really, she's happy. She's happy. What do I want to say about her? And say your name one more time, please.
Eva.
She's helping you learn faster. So you really get the lesson the first time around. Not to like confuse you any, but my very strong guess is that she's you. She's you in this other lifetime that you're receiving her good counsel. But when you receive her, it feels like an outside influence. It doesn't feel like you've got multiple personality or anything. It feels like a guide. But it's really you in this other lifetime. She's helping you to learn your lessons. Why her? And say your name one more time, please.
Eva.
I don't know what the lessons are, but you have some specific lessons where you want them checked off once and for all, and you're pretty adamant about it. Like when I'm tuning into your higher self, it's sort of like, we are so done with this lesson. We are not coming back and doing this lesson again. And we're just going to stand here until we get it right. It's that kind of energy. So you're working with an aspect of you to help make that happen. So it's like, don't let me get, that's how it feels to me. So you stand right here and do not let me get off course. That's just how it feels to me. So she's there. She makes you laugh. She really does make you laugh. That helps you because it gets you out of that, oh, I don't know, that energy that no one likes to be in when you just kind of get into this like energy. She'll tell a joke or, you know, she'll just make you laugh. You know, like it's okay. It's okay. But she is here to help you and she's showing me like hitting a bell. She's here to help you get it right. I don't know how many lessons are there. And say your name again, please.
Eva.
I'm going to say there are like two or three versions. What I mean by that is like two or three different scenarios going on in your life, but it's really just one lesson.
Do you know what it is? Can we ask her?
And say your name one more time, please.
Eva.
And say your name one more time.
Eva.
Thank you. Best I can tell you is It's being revealed to you, Eva, say your name one more time, please.
Eva.
It's being revealed to you. You're a little stubborn. Let me explain this. You still believe in duality is what it is. So you still believe like it's someone else's issue, it's not yours. It has to do with your spiritual growth and mastery. You're higher than you give yourself credit for. So you're still playing things from a dualistic standpoint, meaning that like the other's wrong and that's just the way it is. A simple prayer to kind of solve this is reveal to me what I need to know. Reveal to me what I need to know. So when you say that in sincere prayer, you will receive that guidance. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example, Eva. I mean, up until maybe 2 weeks ago, I was still holding resentments towards certain people. I mean, all my channeling, all my spiritual practice, I was, because I still really bought into the whole story. So you'd be amazed at what we still are carrying with us. And so you want to be, remember like Ma in the Egyptian story, it's like they weigh your heart and it's got to be as light as that feather, you know? So think of those terms. It's about lightening the heart. Something about lightening the heart. But reveal to me what I need to know and it will be shown to you. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Eva.
You have a Native American guide that helps you shift into, what is he doing? Say your name one more time, please.
Eva.
He helps you to shift into what's important. So to kind of get out of the mundane into the more important matters at hand.
I was once told that I was an Indian princess. I did connect with him, but all of a sudden and he said I was his daughter, an Indian princess. Is that so or is that?
I'm going to say this about all of this. You're higher than you permit. You're higher spiritually than you give yourself credit for, and you allow yourself to remember. And say your name one more time.
Eva.
It's like a trust factor.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know what you did, but for whatever reason, you're not pleased with what happened in the past. So you tend to be very conservative in terms of what you allow to be revealed to yourself. And say your name one more time, please.
Eva.
As you're willing to trust that higher promise, that higher intention, that higher service contract, you will be blown away effortlessly with what you can recall. Super good. All right. Happy. No, that's okay. Babe, oh, wait a minute. Sunglasses. Okay. Had happy cooking there. So cute. So cute. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
A message and a question.
Okay. You smell so good. What are you wearing tonight? Oh my gosh, when you just walked by me, I was like. I say that to people and people are like, shampoo? I think I'm just getting very, very sensitive lately. All right, my friend, one moment please. And say your first name.
Danielle.
And say it one more time.
Danielle.
New beginnings. I've got eggs, like birds' eggs in a nest. New beginnings, new expansions, new franchises, new developments. I've got the Empress card. Of course, I've got the Empress card. So specifically what I'm sure you would like to know. One moment, please. And say your name again.
Danielle.
You're going abroad, but abroad doesn't necessarily mean abroad the way we think of it. Expansion into new, more, what's going on? What are you thinking of expanding, like what you learn, what you do, what you want to do, where you do it?
Well, yeah, in two ways. And one of them has to do with a question. So professionally, yes, as I'm an acupuncturist, yet I imagine I connect with spirit, and I imagine I channel points, I don't know. But I would love to maybe have a new medicine, create a new medicine, or something unique that I can bring to humanity, something that I can call my own. I really just want to teach. So I wish that I knew something more that I could teach other acupuncturists or other healers. That's one.
Why do you want to teach?
I just love teaching. I used to teach English as a second language in Spain. And I just love teaching. Just love, 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 love.
Okay.
I love healing, but I love teaching. I do both.
You were an extraordinary healer in another lifetime. You were male, and that aspect of you is, how do I put this in words? It's in the process of merging with you. So you're not a walk-in. You're not going anywhere, but you are receiving extra you. So in Eva's situation, she's communicating with an aspect of herself in another lifetime. With you, you're taking it one step further and making it much more practical, just because of your mission and goals in this lifetime, where there's just going to be more to go around, more to love, so that you will have soul memories of that attractiveness. In other words, all of your abilities in this other lifetime are going to return to you. So they're saying keep up the good work. So I don't know if you're meditating or what you're doing, but whatever spiritual practice you're doing, do more of it. Are you doing certain practices or meditations or?
I meditate, but I'm more consistent on reading The Way of Mastery.
I love The Way of Mastery.
Yeah.
God, bring back memories.
Applying Christ consciousness, that's what I want to not only be aware of, but like truly
embody
it and feel it.
Yeah, embody. Mm-hmm. You're heading there. You're heading there. I guarantee it. I mean, I honestly guarantee it. I just keep seeing those eggs in the nest and new beginnings. So let me give you some practical advice, because you're in the process of embodying this profound healer who is you. So hold on one second. You do get to teach. Don't worry about that. One moment, please. And take a deep breath for me and release fully. And say your name one more time, please.
Danielle.
When you do your acupuncture work, I know you're already doing this, but allow yourself the gift of remembrance. So allow yourself to really see these beings as, see them in their Christ light, see them as vibrational beings, see them in their true colors, in their true nature, in their true format. Allow yourself the gift of true remembrance. Just like I said to Jennifer, what stirs me in the right direction is my service work. When I truly just desire to serve, when I serve God, when I really just want everyone to wake up from the illusion of the insanity of dualism and the ego running the show, and I really mean that in to such a true extent. It's just my abilities just like quadruple sometimes. So as you hold that heart, as you hold that intention, and say your name again, please.
Danielle.
You will start picking up remembrances of your abilities in and out of your practice. So they wanted me to make that point because they said I wasn't clear about that. I was talking about when you're doing working with your patients. But they're basically saying everybody's your patient. Everyone's your patient. So to make it more practical, you're very gifted and allow yourself to continue to dream in that gift. So this is just like when I'm standing online at Walmart, remembering that I'm in front of a Christ being, and when I see them like that, I'm going to start seeing their energy. I'm going to start picking up information of, you know, their daughter just disappointed them last night and this happened or that, whatever it is. But to not be solid with it, to be fluid with it, because maybe I won't pick that up at all. Maybe it's just that I will intuitively understand the healing that's being extended from me to them. So as you will permit yourself, you're laying the groundwork, you're laying the foundation. It's about your entitlement for you to really recognize that you're the rose. And when I say that, I've got Mary Magdalene coming forth, and she's showing me, like, for you to imagine there is a rose in front of your spiritual heart, which is right next to your physical heart, to imagine that rose always being there. That will help you. You can imagine the rose being in front of everyone's spiritual heart as well, to your delight. So this is going to continue to open you up to your true nature, to your, so that you drop the belief that you're really the physical, and so you will transform energetically in terms of that permission and that entitlement. And say your name again, please.
Danielle.
And so as you desire to ascribe to these higher teachings, to these higher learnings, they're saying body double, where, oh my God, the energy. I don't think I ever want to leave this conversation. You transform and you receive these gifts. So you're on the right path of feeling like there's more, because there is more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the energy coming through me right now. Yeah. This is your energy.
Since you started channeling in the very beginning, I started feeling these waves down here. Nothing I've ever felt before. And I was like, all right, that's cool, that's interesting. I was just going to ignore it and ask for a higher self question, but it's interesting that you started with eggs. And I'm feeling these waves down here. And the only message, and I was just going to ignore it, and they just say, we want you to ask her. We have a message. And I don't know.
Well, when I saw the eggs in the nest, I was kind of suspicious that was the message. But I held back. Simply because ultimately that higher message is really what it's all about. And with that alignment, all things are possible. All things are possible. They're saying if you get our drift, all things are possible. So that's what I want to say about that. But let me see if there's anything else I can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Danielle.
Well, I'll tell you this. As you expand, as you permit yourself to evolve past the physical structure, you're going to be connecting with energy